So here is a question I got from, this is from Kyle. Now, when you dated, did you wonder about who your partner had been with prior to being with you, any previous boyfriends or girlfriends, and what their intimacy might have looked like? This is what's torturing Kyle. Hi, Dr. Kenner. My girlfriend Kelly told me about her past, how many guys she slept with, and I can't get over it. I've avoided sex with her since I found out because it grosses me out. All I can imagine when I look at her is her doing the same things, the same moves with former lovers. I see their faces and it just makes me angry. I imagine that they are better at it than I am and it's driving me insane. I feel like I won't ever be enough or that someone else made her feel better. Or she liked being with someone else more than me. Obviously, I've slept with other women. We all know girls have had other guys, but we at least want to pretend that we're the best. The biggest surprise for me was I thought she was such a nice, sweet girl, and the number was much bigger than I thought it would be. How can I get over this? Kyle, the first thing that crossed my mind is you are torturing yourself unnecessarily on several fronts. The first one, you started with a relationship that you enjoyed with Kelly, and now you're feeling betrayed and you're feeling woefully inadequate, so you're torturing yourself. So you want to ask yourself why it grosses you out to imagine her with others. And I'm assuming that it wasn't an outrageous number. I mean, obviously, if she told you she had been with, she's 18 years old or she's 20 years old, and she had been with 50 men, definitely that would make me think again about a partner if they had said that to me. But I'm assuming that it's within the norm, and it just wasn't what you expected from her. That I don't know whether she misled you or you just never came up before. It was a non-issue for her. So ask why it grosses you out. Maybe you're thinking you're no longer special. Maybe you had always wanted someone who had no experience, so you thought they were a virgin. Maybe you're carrying some ideas about sex that it's dirty and disgusting for a woman and sinful, and she's some sort of a slut, because you do say you thought she was such a nice, sweet girl. Why can't she still be a nice, sweet girl and just have had a little experience under her belt, and obviously she's with you, so she's chosen you. Another thing to ask yourself is, why are you comparing yourself to what you envision is the other guy's superior lovemaking? You know, if I compare myself, I think in any walk of life, if I'm cooking, if I'm always thinking, is there someone better than me? Did my husband ever get fed by someone better than me? And yes, every restaurant we've gone to, my husband gets fed better than me. I don't torture myself about feeling that I'm terribly inferior. If I wanted to, my husband and I could learn to cook better together. And that's the same with love. You can grow together in whatever relationship you are in, and whatever past you've had, you can learn from one another. And that makes it much easier for both of you. Then you want to ask yourself another question. Why the double standard, Kyle? You're not young teens. I'm assuming you're not. You've slept with other women. And what if Kelly, what if the tables were flipped? What if Kelly said she never wanted to be with you because it grossed her out to think that you had been with other women and they might have been better lovers than she is? What would you like her to think instead? Whatever that is, you want to give that to yourself, to have a much different perspective. So I don't think this is easily done, but I wish you could take your perspective and put it through a shredder and be much kinder to yourself. You want to adopt a much more gentle approach to your relationship. Now, I'm going to share with you my experience. My husband and I had both dated a lot before we met. My husband was 25 years old, and I was 6 years younger. I was only 19, and I had dated a lot. I hadn't had a lot of sexual experience, but I had had a lot of dating experience. And I am so glad that my husband didn't torture himself about the fact that I had dated a lot of guys. When we met, it just felt more like we had this very unique relationship. It was in his own universe. We didn't have to compare to a million different other relationships while we're together, even though on some level I know you say, oh my God, he's so much nicer than other guys. And we both grew together. We both learned about intimacy over the years. We've been happily married for years now, and we still continue to learn about one another, even with intimacy. So I would recommend, Kyle, that you're kinder to yourself and don't assume that you're inadequate. Take a different perspective. Instead, make learning about intimacy enjoyable for you and Kelly. And you can get a book that I wrote with Dr. Ed Locke, The Self Path to Romance, How to Love with Passion and Reason. And you could go to, it's on Amazon, or you can go to our website, selfishromance.com, or even my website, drkenner.com, for the radio show. And we have a whole section on romance in there. In fact, the book is about emotional intimacy, which really contributes enormously to sexual intimacy too. That's the foundation. That's what makes a relationship so wonderful and rich. So I wish you the best with that. Here's a quick question I got from Katie. She says, how can I tell whether I have social anxiety or anxiety from criticizing myself from feedback from my friends and family over the years? They've always told me that I'm too quiet. I remember when I was younger, my own dad basically wanted me to be more outgoing. So he would go up on stage if there was an entertainer, if we were at some event, and actually Nipsey Russell asked, who wants to go up on stage? And my father went up on stage, and I wanted to hide under the table because I knew I was next. He was going to say, come on up. And Nipsey Russell was an entertainer at the time, and my father went up and danced with him, and my sisters did. And I was just mortified. So I had what I would call a social phobia. I was afraid of being in public situations. I was afraid that people would be looking at me, and I was embarrassed, or I was afraid to humiliate myself, and I went for a while by avoiding those situations. Then I learned to switch that around, Katie, and that's what I would recommend for you. Instead of being locked into that role of being a shy person, think of yourself as a person who can pursue your dreams, and one by one, start to do things that are a little bit anxiety provoking, not a lot, and liberate yourself. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on the Rational Basis of Happiness, toll free 1-877-DR-KENNER.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke, who's world famous for his theories in goal setting.
What about the question, can there be love at first sight? Strong attraction, yes, but love at first sight would necessarily be superficial because not enough can be known about a person at a first look or meeting. First impressions can be very revealing. Body language, demeanor, the content of what is said. But these impressions are not necessarily conclusive, even if very positive. However, they might be conclusive if they are very negative, such as when a person endorses values you find offensive. You know you do not need to learn anything more.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com. And you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.